Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned by Schosar B'Shalim Zalmanu V'Zugasar Marasiyat V'Choyetz Chalotzeim. They should be given with Asachat Tzlach and Siad Deshmaya, good health, Parnos B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Selah, and B'Schos, Estabas Rachel. She should be Zachar to find receive a Kogon B'Karav Mamesh. As we had said at the end of the previous Mishnah, we were beginning a series of Mishnahs known as the Ein Bains, that there's no difference between this and that, except for something in particular. So Mishnah Hey tells us, Ein Bain Yantav L'Shabbos, El Oichel Nefesh Bolvad. There's no difference between Yantav and Shabbos, whatever's Asar and Yantav is Asar and Shabbos, and vice versa, except for Oichel Nefesh. We know that certain food-related malachas, such as cooking and baking, are permitted on Yantav. Another Ein Bain Shabbos L'Yom Kippurim, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, whatever's Asar and Shabbos is Asar and Yom Kippur, Ella shezazadani b'day adam v'zazadani b'kares, except for if a person is over an isur b'zadayin on Shabbos on purpose, so his punishment is b'day adam, Bezdin is going to give him that punishment, whereas if a person is over an isur b'zadayin on Yom Kippur, so that punishment is kares, and that's from Shemayim, not from Bezdin. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, Ein bein hamudar ano mechaver el mudar mimenu machal. There's no difference if a person made a neder of hana from his friend, meaning he vowed he's not going to have any benefit from his friend, and someone who made a neder, a vow that he's not going to benefit in regards to food from his friend, Ella drisus haregel v'kelim she'in oisin ben oichel nefesh, except for walking and kelim, utensils that don't have to do with food. So let's say Reuven made a neder, he's not going to have any benefit from Shimon. So if this was just a general neder of Hana, so then he's not allowed to even walk through his property or borrow his hammer or screwdriver. However, if Reuven made a neder that he's not going to have any food-related benefit from Shimon, so he is allowed to walk through his property because that doesn't have anything to do with food, and he's allowed to borrow his hammer and screwdriver because that doesn't have anything to do with food either. Furthermore, ein bein nedarim l'nedavos, there's no difference between a neder or a nedava, elosh ha-nedarim chayev b'achriyuson, u'nedavos einoi chayev b'achriyuson, except the nedarim a person is responsible for, and nedava a person is not responsible for. What's a neder and a nedava? So let's say a person wants to donate a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he could do so in one of two ways. He could either say, hare olai oila or shlamim, I take upon myself to bring a carbon oila or shlamim, and then he goes into his barn and he can designate a cow for that, and that's a neder, whereas a nedava is where he goes into his barn and he says, hare zu oila or hare zu shlamim, this animal is an oila or a shlamim. And what's the difference between those two? In both cases, he's designating an animal to be brought as a carbon, and that's what the Mishnah said, that in neder, a person is responsible for. Namely, let's say something happens to the animal that he designated. It got stolen, or it got lost, or it died. He has to designate a different one, because the lashon that he used was, hare olai, I'm going to bring an animal. And even though he designated an animal for that, now that something happened to the animal, he still has that responsibility on himself to bring another animal. However, the lashon he used by nedava was, hare zu oila or shlamim, this one is oila or shlamim. And if something happens to this one, so he's not responsible to bring another one. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches, continuing with the Ein Bains. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.